Welcome to the Legendary Lender Podcast, where you'll learn how top producing loan officers live their best life now. A life full of fun, flow, and fulfillment. And create a legendary legacy, being light in the darkness and making a massive impact in the world. So, let's get this party started. The time to create your best life is right here, right now.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Dornell Dana here, coming at you with the one and only Al Rodriguez for the Legendary Lender Podcast. And super jacked and stacked, delighted and excited to bring you our topic for today, which is how to go from zero to hero in 90 days, 90-day run to transformation, to unprecedented breakthrough results, to making more money in 1 month you used to make in 2-3 months, and be able to do it in less time, energy, and effort. And so that's really inside of a mission critical piece of the equation, which is three critical daily disciplines for success. We don't just get champion level results because we want them. We get champion level results because we deserve them, because we're adopting and cultivating champion level daily routines. So today's topic is going to unpack that topic and give you some real clear, powerful, game-changing distinctions on how to shift out of hoping, wishing, and praying that things are going to pan out and things are going to improve and eventually, you know, my business will get better, to knowing, not hoping, but knowing. Hope is great if you're in prison, right? But it doesn't make for a very good marketing plan, does it? We don't want you hoping, we want you knowing. And by the end of today's podcast, you're going to know that you know that you know that if you were to implement some of these key distinctions in your business and apply the faculty of discipline to those distinctions in terms of the daily routines, you're going to know that you're going to have an avalanche of awesome, have your best year yet, and be in more fun, flow, and fulfillment than ever before. So that's the topic at hand. And Coach Al, always fun to bring it with you, brother. How are you today?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored. Excited to talk about this for a couple of reasons. I'll tell you a little later, but had a conversation with the loan officer at another company, and he's really worried right now with what, you know, rates have moved up a little bit. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. And of course, I love the 90-day run. I think that you can go literally from zero to hero. And zero could mean zero business. It could mean a realization that, you know, maybe you're not at quite at zero, but maybe you're at a few loans a month, but you can dynamically change that 90 days. So I'm excited to be here with you, brother.
Yeah. And I've seen it. You know, I've seen, like, Terry Core is a prime example that comes to mind. When she came to us initially, she was struggling to eke out a meager existence at like one loan a month. And then she started to apply some of the stuff you're going to be learning today. And she went from taking her annual income and making it her monthly income in 3 months. And we're talking freedom money. We're talking, you know, surge in money within literally 90 days from scratching the bottom of the barrel, wondering how she's going to survive, moving from survival mode to thrival mode in 90 days. So lots can happen. And frankly, this is not just one case study. We've got case study upon case study upon case study of that kind of transformational breakthrough. And so if they can do it, you can do it. But obviously, if you have champion level ambitions, but you've got chump level routines, we've got a problem. So that's why we're going to be diving into this today, so that we can get your routines, your rituals, your rhythms in alignment, in congruence with the results you want to create in your life. So let's dive into kind of, I think, the first question that's begging to be asked, and that's the difference between disciplines and habits, because the topic we're covering is three critical daily disciplines for success. And everyone loves discipline, right? My kids love discipline. Adults love discipline. Everyone gets giddy and excited when they think about applying more discipline in their life, right? Not, right? The last thing we want, even as adults, you know, if we have kids, we know they don't like discipline. But even us as adults, it's like we're still children in adult bodies. We don't like discipline. We don't like white knuckling and grinding. Sometimes we've developed the habit of doing so, which we're going to talk about today, but it's not necessarily a very exciting topic. You look at the bookshelves of the world with the titles talking about discipline, chances are those aren't the most popular topics. And if they are, most of them aren't even cracked. You know, they buy the book, they put it on the bookshelf, they never read it because it's scary even at the thought of having to apply more discipline to life. So, Coach Al, shed some light on the difference between a discipline and a habit? Because I think some people might kind of collapse those two and think, oh, that was just the same thing. A discipline is the same thing as a habit. But there's nuance to that that is really an important nuance to be aware of when we're looking to get rid of some perhaps bad habits that are hindering us and apply some good habits that will help us towards getting to the outcomes we want, making more money, having more time off, more freedom, feeling more fulfilled, feeling healthier, more vitality, better relationships, right? It's all hinging on these two access points to life change, discipline and habit. So help us to break down the difference for us as we dive into this conversation today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you that they're closely related. I don't think they're identically the same, so they might be really good cousins, but they are closely related and oftentimes can be confused. And I do think that one should be present with the other. And here's what I mean by that. When you discipline yourself, you're basically training yourself, right? Whether it's training yourself to be a great loan officer, whether you're training yourself in the gym. You know, I've shifted for 2022 some of my health goals, and I'm doing something called the Longevity Blueprint with Ben Greenfield. And so I'm doing more isometrics. I'm doing a little bit more muscle definition. I'm doing very super slow, you know, push-ups and chest stuff and stuff. So it's stuff that I'm familiar with, but I'm changing it up. So what I'm doing is I'm training myself. And how does that relate here? Well, when you discipline yourself, as I said, you're training yourself to act in a certain way, right? And by the way, Doran, you're right. Everybody hates the word discipline, right? Kids and big kids, which we call adults. But I think discipline is really your best friend, especially if we're talking to loan officers here. The lack of discipline is why you lack the finances and you lack the success. And so when you discipline, you're basically training yourself. But just like in the gym or just like anything else, if you stay with it long enough, it becomes a routine. It becomes something you're accustomed to. It becomes part of your lifestyle. In other words, you know what the end result is? It becomes a habit. But because people, you know, they're looking for some shortcut, right? I gained 40 pounds over 5 years, and I want to lose 40 pounds in 4 weeks, right? Because we don't have the disciplines. And so just like eating correctly and exercise correctly, here we're talking to loan officers, right? And this is why you can go from zero to hero, but you need the right disciplines and you need to train yourself both in your mindset, in your routines. So it becomes part of who you are. You're no longer disciplining yourself. So here's the good news. You can release the word discipline if you will discipline yourself, because eventually it becomes that habit. And now when you have the habit, whether we call that part of your lifestyle, part of your routine, now you have these habits that can be implemented and are actually implement your life, in this case for loan officers, that take you to that success at the end of 90 days. But without it, it's a wish. It's a fantasy. It's a dream. And I think a lot of people in 2022, the fork in the road has arrived, which I'm going to talk about that loan officer in just a minute. But the fork in the road has arrived. So I hope you guys pay attention.
Yeah. So those are some great distinctions, Coach Al. And in short, guys, a great way to think about it is once you own the habit, it owns you. And now it's easier to do than not do. But until you own the habit, it's called discipline, right? You got to do it by force and power of your will, of your determination, of your commitment. And a great definition of commitment is doing what you said you were going to do long after the mood you set it in has left you, right? When it's no longer lollipops, unicorns, and rainbows, it's no longer something you feel like you want to do, but you do it because you're committed to it, even when you're not in the mood, even when you don't feel like it. And so it does take a lot of white hot fire burning desire in your belly to do it when it's in discipline mode. You just have to be more committed to your dream than your comfort zone. So you do it in spite of the fact you don't feel like it until you ingrain and entrain the neurons and the neural pathways in your brain to have such an entrenched neural pathway because you've done it so many times with so many repetitions that now it becomes a superhighway and now it's habit. Now it's habit force. Now it's easier to do than not do. So that's the goal, is to form those habits intentionally and purposefully so you have a bundle of super healthy, happy, wealthy habits that make your success automatic, because your brain is designed for efficiency. It doesn't like to have to think more than it needs to. And that's why it uses the neurology of habit to not have to think about things you do all the time because it's part of your routine. And there's decision fatigue that your brain is pruning away by virtue of making something you do over and over again a habit. You don't have to use the same bandwidth. You don't have to use the same brain bandwidth to do it because it's now on autopilot. So that's the goal, is to develop healthy habits. Believe it or not, you're not just in the mortgage business. You're in the success habit cultivation business. That is the business you are in, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. So you might as well embrace it. And is it easy? Hell freaking no. Is it simple? Yeah, it's relatively simple, but it's not easy. As the late and great Jim Rohn once said, it's easy to do, but guess what? It's also easy not to do. And when you're trying to develop a new habit, there's basically two options available. You do the simple discipline because you're more committed to your dream than your comfort zone. And you're willing to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And you're more committed to the outcome than you are to coddling your comfort zone and playing it safe, playing it small, and playing to excuses and procrastination-itis and all the things that we're prone to as human beings, because you're committed, right? You're committed to that outcome. So that's a simple discipline. The other side of the equation is a simple error in judgment, where you say, I'll do it tomorrow, mañana. And next thing you know, you have a habit of procrastination and not doing it. And again, either way, you're not going to notice much difference on day one. But the reason why habits matter is the compounding effect. So if you decide you want to get fit in 2022 and I'm going to get a gym membership, I'm going to exercise 3 or 4 or 5 days a week, and you've got all these lofty plans and goals for the year to get fit, to get ripped, whatever it happens to be as your fitness goals, and you get everything set up, and yet the habit force is to procrastinate and to make excuses and to delay or to sleep in or whatever it is, you have to use your discipline, force of your will, to get off your ass and get to the gym in the morning, right? If that's part of the game plan. And if you miss day one by virtue of deciding to eat from the bread of a simple judgment, an error in judgment versus a simple discipline, you're not going to notice it on day one, right? You're still the same weight. You still look the same. You still basically feel the same. You're not going to notice any difference whatsoever. But if you repeat that habit over and over and over again, day after day after day, you're going to get more out of shape. You're going to get more lethargic. You're going to be more prone to disease and diabetes and all these other things. Dis-ease is caused by virtue of having conditions that cause dis-ease in your body. That compounding effect doesn't happen in a day. It happens daily, day after day after day. And it starts to compound exponentially as we get older, right? Those of you who are like Al and I that are getting, you know, in the second half of your life versus the first half of your life, you start to notice the compounding effect of these simple disciplines or these simple errors in judgment. Right? Somebody's giving me an amen on that one, right? And on the flip side, if you're doing those simple disciplines, you're seeing the compounding effect of that, where you're getting more and more in shape. You're having more and more vitality. You have less and less likelihood of sickness and disease. You're looking good. You're feeling great. You got pep in your step. You got sparkle in your eye. You feel fantastic most of the time. You never have to see the doctor. So there's the compounding effect of that as well, but it happens over time. You don't go to the gym one time and feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Of course not. You're sore as hell. You're weak as hell. You don't really notice any difference. If anything, you feel more weak because you're noticing your arms are about to fall off, right? They feel like soggy noodles and you're sore as hell. So if anything, you feel just a whole lot of pain and strain, but not a whole lot of gain. So again, you're not going to notice much difference on day one. You don't get there in a day. It happens daily through the compounding effect, guys. Same thing with your pipeline. You're not going to have an avalanche of awesome unleashing your business because you made 10 calls on one day. But if you do 10 calls day in and day out and month in, month out, you got to be knowing you're going to make some connections. You're going to align the stars with the right people. You're going to create synergy and chemistry with some amazing partners. And all of a sudden, your pipeline starts to explode in 30, 60, 90, 120 plus days. That's when you start to see the compounding effect. It doesn't happen in a day. It happens through daily compounding. That's why habits matter. And that's why it's mission critical. So let's talk about how to form a habit. Coach Al, give us some distinction on how to form a habit. You know, obviously there's lots of different habits. We're talking specifically about zero to hero. And we're going to talk about some of those disciplines in a moment as to how to get to breakthrough results in our audience's respective businesses. But what are some things to think about when it comes to forming a habit that can help them to get less likely to be derailed less likely to, you know, do the bright, shiny object syndrome and be chasing the squirrels and the bright, shiny objects and get derailed and distracted and fall off the wagon, and more likely to stay on track with their intended path to prosperity. What are some things to think about there as it relates to creating and cultivating healthy habits?
Yeah, I think that's great. In fact, I'm going to grab a word that you mentioned that I really love, and I think it's thrown around like a cheap hooker sometimes, and that's the word commitment. Everybody says they have commitment, but I don't see it all the time. And so if you're having trouble with the word discipline, then go ahead and replace it with commitment, and then realize that the commitment is you're making it to the most important person that you know, and that's the one staring back at you in the mirror. So, you know, you're going to form a habit by the Vince Lombardi type thought, right? Gentlemen, this is a football. So it's the blocking, it's the tackling that you're doing when you're practicing that shows up on game day. Many people don't realize that when you come up on game day, all that practice pays off, right? You may understand it intellectually. So how do we form a habit? Is by starting those daily disciplines, by starting, you know, again, if you want to replace disciplines with commitment. And I'm going to use another thing you mentioned a moment ago, and let's talk realtors for a minute. If I said to you, hey, listen, for you to go and be successful in the next 90 days, for you to go from zero to hero, I need you to go talk to 600 realtors. Now, most of you would be put off by that. Most of you would look at that as a huge mountain and say, never could I speak to 600 realtors. And you're probably right, because if you think you can or can't, you know, we know about that. But what if I told you that if you took an approach of how to eat an elephant, and how do you eat an elephant a bite at a time? So what if I said to you, listen, don't call 600 realtors. That's very overwhelming. Does anyone disagree with me? If you did talk to 600 realtors in 90 days, is it possible with the worst of personalities and the most inexperienced that you might have, is it possible that 90% of those would blow you off? Just said, man, you suck, Al. You know, Doran, I don't even want to hear about your unique value proposition, man, because everybody else talks about low rates and programs. So I don't know. You must be talking about something weird, right? What if 90% told you no? I don't know. I'm not really good at math, but the remaining 10% would be 60 realtors that told you yes. Is it possible to think that you might build a business with some percentage of those 60 yeses and go stratospheric in 90 days? I think so. But most of you still wouldn't call 600 realtors if I told you to call 600 realtors. So why don't we do this? Let's break it down like the how to eat an elephant example. What if you talk to 10 realtors a day? And we're going to give you Saturdays and Sundays off, and you call 10 realtors a day, 5 days a week. Well, I don't know. 5 days a week at 10 is 50. 90 days is just over 12 weeks, like 12.9 weeks. 12 weeks times 50 realtors a week is, guess what? 600 realtors. So how do you eat them one bite at a time? You call 10 a day. Now, I don't know. You might have to dial a bunch of realtors. You might have to send some texts. Maybe you're blessed and work for Best Life Morgan. You got the realtor attraction campaign that will do all the heavy lifting. But even if you didn't have the superpowers that we equip our loan officers, and you had that thing, you know, the one that where you spend all that time looking at Facebook and Instagram, you could actually make calls with that thing. I know it's kind of weird, right? You know, you pay $1,000 to look at pictures on Pinterest, but you can actually make calls. What if you talk to 10 realtors a day? And what if you got blown out by 9 out of 10 a day? And what if day one you said, man, I think this Doran L guy, I don't know about them. I think something's wrong here. And what if you did it 2 or 3 days in a row? You said, I don't know if this is working. But you know what? They did say something about trust the process. I don't really know what that means. But what if you kept doing that and you did it day after day after day? I don't know. I went to the gym this morning. I haven't noticed if my muscles got bigger today. But I know of day after day, like 90 days maybe, my body might begin to morph. In fact, I happen to know that your body will morph in 20 to 30 days. You won't become Mr. Olympia, but it'll begin to morph in 20 or 30 days, you know, of working out, you know, the right way and the correct way. So guess what? Your loan officer career begins to morph. And so 10 a day, 5 days a week, 50 a day, that's 600 realtors. 90% say, go jump in the lake. I have cash buyers, Al. Hey, Al, I got my number one lender. I never use anyone else, or my broker requires me to give 3 lender referrals to everybody. Well, when you get through all that smoke screen and 10 of them say, hey, Al, you know what? I like you, man. You're a pretty cool guy. You know, maybe we can go ride some Harleys, or maybe we can go work out at the gym, or maybe we can go have some cup of coffee because I know you like really cool, good coffee. You think you might find 10% of the people? Well, there's where you begin to form a habit. But it isn't formed like what most loan officers do. You do it today, and then tomorrow you have a loan go on fire. So guess what? You don't have that time that you said you were going to do it, right? Imagine if doctors, now some doctors don't honor their appointments, right? But, you know, doctors, you know, when you make an appointment with a doctor, are you showing up? Probably. You're probably showing up, right? And hopefully they're showing up, right? Or they're kind of flaking out. Well, why don't you show up to your own business every day? Why don't you show up to talk to 10 realtors every day? That's how you form a habit. Mm-hmm. By the way, you do this with everything. You got a husband or wife and you want to show them you love them every day. You do it every day. Don't be one of those guys, especially the guys. Well, I got married 20 years ago. She knows I already love her. Don't be a dork.
I told her 20 years ago, if anything changes, I'll let her know.
Just because you took a shower today doesn't mean you shouldn't take one tomorrow, right? Just because you called a few realtors today doesn't mean you don't call them tomorrow. You call them every day. Right. And at the end of 90 days, when you've made all these amount of calls, which you did a day at a time, you have a business. You went from zero to hero. And we'll talk more about that, but back to you, Doran.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just to kind of give a little bit more clarity, just to stack on what Coach Al said, which is gold, is that there are three components of forming a habit. The first component is the cue. The second component is the ritual. And the third component is the reward. So if you're wanting to get fit and you decided you're going to go to the gym and have a new consistent exercise routine, the cue would be getting your exercise gear ready in advance the night before and having it ready so you're not fumbling around in the dark, waking everyone up at 5 a.m. or whenever you wake up. Now, the ritual is the doing of whatever you want to do, right? So for our Best Life Mortgage people, the cue for them to get into their hour of power is their magic morning routine, which we're going to talk about in a moment. So it gets them all jacked and stacked, gets them in a great energy. And then the next step in the process is their hour of power. So the cue is a preceding activity or a preceding stimuli, and it causes you to get into that. Now, on the flip side, if you have a bad habit like smoking, the cue is that you're stressed out. And the way to manage that stress is the ritual of smoking. And then the reward for that is you feel like you're a little bit less stressful, a little bit more relaxed because you got that nicotine hit and you breathed a little deeper by breathing in all that smoke. So you get that relief. On the flip side, for me with the exercise routine, the cue is getting the gear in advance, all queued up. The ritual is the exercise routine. The reward is me feeling more vitality, more energy, feeling like I'm investing in myself. I'm becoming the best version of myself. I'm looking good. I'm feeling great. That's all the reward I need. So notice there's a cue, there's a ritual, and there's a reward. So you want to make sure you're aligning that up and being intentional about what each one of those are for you in the helping, helpful, healthy habits you want to cultivate and create in your life and your business. So let's dive in now, guys, to the first daily discipline to go from zero to hero. Discipline number one, magic morning routine. So that's the vernacular we use on Planet Prosper here at Best Life, as well as our sister company, MortgageMarketingCoach.com. We're all about winning the morning because when you win your morning, you win your day. It sets up the trajectory for your entire day, and it allows you to have a launching pad for your day and gives you the rocket fuel in your rocket to really go and be effective, not just have activity, but have productivity and have the best version of yourself show up in that day. So Coach Al, give us a little bit of a buffet of awesome, of some of the things that people might want to consider adding to their morning routine to help them win the day by virtue of winning the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Doran, obviously you're the one that really has a superpower here. So I'm going to give everybody, you know, a few things that I believe, but you know, I really want you to put a bow on it because there's no one that teaches this better than yourself. But the magic morning routine is part of your habits. It really is the discipline that leads to a habit. And I think one of the things I learned, in fact, I think I learned it originally from Robin Sharma, and then I really understood it from you. And so I had a tendency to wake up a little late, right? I've been a freedom-based mortgage man for a long time. I haven't punched the clock in forever. I've never even driven close to a call center, let alone worked in one. And so I have a habit, quite frankly, of getting up a little late. Sorry for all my call center people. But, you know,
it is indeed a scary place.
It is a scary place, especially now, right, with the refinances and whatnot. But that's another podcast. So I think one is getting up early, and I'm not really an early riser. My father, may he rest in peace, was definitely an early riser like you, Doran. He'd wake up at 5 a.m. Didn't have to be a work day. It could just be a Saturday and Sunday. I had a habit of, quite frankly, sleeping in, staying up really late and still being productive. But I realized I was not as productive and I really wasn't winning my day. So, you know, now my mornings are a little bit later than yours, but it drastically has improved for me. And that's 5:45 in the morning. So I'm up at 5:45.
It is the progress.
Yeah, it is. For me, it's major progress, let me tell you.
Right.
And so you have to have certain rituals, right? So for me, certainly it is prayer, meditation. I might do some stretching or yoga. But what I'm doing is I am really going inward in my focus, right? I want to be on purpose. Praying is great. Meditating is great. But there is a purpose to all that. And it's not really to clear my mind. By the way, meditation is to clear my mind. It's really to be on purpose, to be purposeful for the day, right? What do I have to get done? What are the 1 to 3 must-haves, right? Well, I might have 20 things I need to do, but what are the 3 must-haves? And oftentimes I can get those done early in the morning before the phones get busy, before the appointments get busy. Plus I get, you know, my spiritual nourishment, you know, I get my physical stretching, you know, that might be a day I'm going to the gym or not. But I think the magic morning routine for me, for my version of it, is being able to get up earlier, being able to be focused. I even go through my not to do list to remind me of the things I don't want to do, right? Everybody has a to do list. I want to do a not to do list. And so I want to figure out how to really win the day by being purposeful, right? In our company at Best Life Mortgage, you know, I don't have to do everything at my company. I have to do certain things and they're relatively few and I need to do them very well. So I want to make sure that I am uber focused on those areas, just like a loan officer should be uber focused. What is it you need to get done today? Are you a wandering generality? Right? Most loan officers are wandering generalities. I hate to say this. I love you guys, but you know, if you're getting up late and then you're wondering at 10 in the morning what you're going to do that day, you've lost already. It's game over. And guess what? You repeat it over and over and over again. So you're never, ever winning the day. You're never on purpose. You reject discipline. You don't realize it, but you reject commitment. And therefore, you have rejected results. But Doran, I'm going to pass back to you because I don't think there's anyone that teaches our team to have great clarity on the magic morning routine.
Well, frankly, that's some great fodder for the routine right there. I mean, there's so many different ways to form your morning routine to work with your specific personality type and the things that are important to you, whether you're a person of faith. If you are a person of faith, then certainly God time to launch the day is a great place to start. If you consider yourself a spiritual person, then maybe it's meditation. Maybe it's just getting yourself connected to source, getting yourself connected energetically to divine light, divine love, you know, getting yourself connected to that place that has you feel not only a sense of purpose, but also a sense of peace, right? Coming to that anchor point of peace. So I love to start my day in a magic morning routine with my God time on my knees in prayer, in the scriptures. And frankly, I don't give myself much time. I'd like to give myself more time. I'm going to actually wake up a little earlier so I can have a little more time because I've been giving myself about 15 to 20 minutes for that. And I think I'd like to have like more like half an hour. But you know, the cool thing is you can even just have 5, 10, 15 minutes of it is better than nothing. Something's better than nothing, guys. So there's no such thing as like a perfect morning routine. You're in flux. It's dynamic. Some days you stay up later because, you know, for me, like for example, last night I had date night. So I sit up a little later than normal. So there's flexibility required to make things work because life changes, life fluxes. So we got to be flexible. Flexibility is power. It's important not to be too rigid, but it definitely is a noticeable energetic shift for me going to bed about an hour later and waking up about an hour later. I just don't feel the same. You might hear my voice in the door and I don't feel the difference. I don't hear the difference in your energetic frequency, but I feel it. And so I'm noticing just by virtue of launching into this Facebook Live for this podcast, the difference of not being consistent with my routine, going to bed at the same time, getting up at the same time, having as much time to do the things I wanted to do. I didn't do my exercise routine like I normally would because I had the date night late and then the wake up late. And then it's like, okay, I had some conversation with my wife in the morning instead, but it wasn't the same as my normal routine, which is having my God time, getting some exercise, kind of pre-exercise drink with some greens, going to the gym. I listen to some, you know, inspiration in the car while I'm going to the gym. Then I go to the gym and I listen to some inspiration, motivation, education content, whether it be a podcast or some recorded training or an audio book. And so I get to hit 2 birds, 1 stone while my hands are busy, my mind is free. So I get to maximize the moment. And I'm improving my mind, my wisdom, my skill while I'm improving my body. What a great combination, right? And then I'll often have some time just to fuel my rocket in the morning with some good healthy food. And then it's like, okay, I'm feed the family. I fed myself. Now I'm going to go full blown badass because I've cultivated the habit of doing so by taking a cold shower. You might be thinking, Dorn, what is this? Some kind of a masochist program? That I pay for warm water. I'm not about to shirk on the opportunity to redeem what I paid for. And I get it. The only reason I do a cold shower is because it ignites my energy like you would not believe. That's one of the reasons why I got an energy like most people don't, even in spite of not having my morning routine like I normally have. Because of that cold shower, it is so great for your cardiovascular system, your immune system, your lymphatic system, your go out there, kick ass, take names, chew bubblegum and crush it system. And it's just a great way to condition yourself to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And it's amazing the energy you feel. It's like 5 espresso shots without having to go pee every 3 minutes. I kid you not. It's powerful. You feel like you can walk through a brick wall. I kid you not. There's also other parts of the habits that you can bring into the equation for your morning routine. Like, for example, visualization and affirmations. One of the things we train our people at Planet Prosper to do is have a set of affirmations that are in sync with what they want to create in their life. And you speak it in existence in advance with passion and conviction to plant seeds in your subconscious mind that by virtue of cause and effect, when you do it with conviction and you do it through repetition, it must be impressed upon your subconscious. And what you impress upon your subconscious must be expressed in your life through your thoughts, your emotions, your habits, your rituals, your routines, and eventually your results. So everything that you want to create on the outside must be preceded by creating it in the inside by literally planting those seeds of truth in the garden of your subconscious mind. So affirmations are a very powerful way to do that. And then on top of that, doing visualization, giving thanks for your dream in advance as if you already have it. So that's another way to condition your subconscious mind to be attuned to and in sync with the dream that you want to create in your life. Because if you have champion level ambitions, but you have chump level thoughts, emotions, habits, we got a problem, right? That's called a cul-de-sac of frustration. And Coach Al, he said it well. He said, you can have $1 million ambitions, but if you have minimum wage habits, we got a problem, right? So we got to get those connected and congruent and in sync. I also love doing the soundtrack of awesome. Well, I'm listening to a song that just gets me ignited. You know, there's just a few songs in our life that if we play that song, we feel fan-freaking-tastic. It brings us back to a magic moment, a memory, and we feel empowered and we feel emotionally charged. So a soundtrack of awesome can be another thing to do in your morning. So those are just a few things, not an all-encompassing list, but just a few things to consider for your magic morning routine. But think about it. If you do all of that by 9 a.m., think about it. You're getting more done to fuel your rocket by 9 a.m. than most people will do in an entire week. And you've done it by 9 a.m. before anyone really does anything aside from checking their email and maybe sipping a cup of coffee. So the magic morning routine can set you up for success like nothing else. I've seen guys go from $500,000 a year to $1 million a year just from that one routine alone. I kid you not, because now they got pep in their step. They got sparkle in their eye. They got resourcefulness. They're feeling empowered. And when you feel good, guess what? You tend to do good, right? When you feel good, you tend to do good. So that's the power of the magic morning routine. So think about the magic morning routine like the rocket fuel. Let's talk about the next discipline, which I consider the rocket, which, by the way, which one's more important, guys? The rocket fuel or the rocket? It's actually a trick question because it's both. If you just have fuel, but no rocket, you just got some stinky stuff that if you were to scratch a flame next to it, you'd probably explode, right? Doesn't help you that much. Now, if you have the rocket without the rocket fuel, you got something that looks pretty and looks really compelling, but it's not going to take you anywhere. So you need both the rocket and the rocket fuel. So the fuel is the magic morning routine. The rocket that propels you to go stratospheric in your business is the hour of power. So Coach Al, break it down for us. What is the hour of power?
Yeah, so the hour of power, from my perspective, reminds me a lot of Pareto's principle, right? Everybody kind of knows that most of our efforts and progress actually come from a small window of impactful, high payoff activities. So an hour of power could be in the form of saying, hey, listen, I'm going to carve out an appointment with my biggest VIP. And that's the one staring at you in the mirror. And you're going to carve out 1 or 2 hours a day at a specific time, very much like having an appointment with your high powered CPA, attorney. You know, you're going to get surgery. You're going to make an appointment with your surgeon. That's how important that hour of power appointment should be with yourself. No excuse to say, well, I had to go do this or do that, because guys, that's going to make your business suck, because there's always going to be a good excuse. I had to run to the bank. I had to go to a closing. I had a loan that was blowing up, you know, blah, blah.
One loan in my database or one loan in my pipeline that I'm sitting on like a hen on its egg, you know, babysitting that one loan. Not that any of our loan officers ever do that, but you can.
No, not at all. Not at all. I don't bring it up. By the way, if you guys are listening, it's actually a very, very common problem inside and outside of our industry, in particular salespeople, where you're easily thrown off track. You don't respect your own time, right? I mean, you get angry if a realtor stands you up. You get angry if a borrower stands you up, but you don't get angry because you stand yourself up, right? If you said, I'm going to call, I'm going to prospect from 10 to 11 every day. I don't know. What is that? That's 15% of your day. Maybe not even, it's less than that, right? So 12, 13% of your day, you're going to prospect, right? Or maybe you're going to do 2 hours a day because you don't have much business. By the way, guys, if your pipeline is not full, don't tell me that you can't prospect for a couple of hours a day, because you need to do that so you can get a full pipeline. Now, if you have a full pipeline, then you better have a VA that's helping you do some of this stuff too, right? That's helping you with all the minutia that. So, you know, either way, there's no scapegoat on this. But really now our power is where you're going to do high payoff activities. What are you going to do during a 1 or 2 hour window every day, same time, same channel, that's going to move the ball forward down the field? So I'm not talking about checking email. I'm not talking about learning about what the interest rates are doing today. I'm not talking about attending that FHA webinar that you scheduled. All that is bunk. I'm talking about, what are you doing to absolutely engage potential referral partners that are going to lead to relationships and more business, period, end of story. You don't need 4 hours of training on this. You know, people just need to do it, right? Like the fat lady needs just a big guy to yell run so she could go lose weight. Right. So, I mean, this is about as simple as that. But Doran, back to you on the hour of power.
And some of us need that. Some of us.
Yeah. And if that's what you need, then do that.
Run. Because, I mean, it's easy to do, right? Anyone can pick up the phone and call 10 realtors as part of the hour of power. Anyone can do that. But it's easy to do. It's also easy not to do, right? Even if you've got a full pipeline and you're doing 10, 15, 20 deals a month, anybody who's really committed to perennial and consistent growth can carve out an hour a day to do proactive prospecting. There's no exception. I mean, anyone who's really committed to it can do it. The problem is, it's easy to do. It's also easy not to do. And that's where habit comes in, where you make it part of your routine, where your magic morning routine is the cue and the ritual now is your hour of power. The magic morning routine is the rocket fuel. The rocket that propels you to stratospheric heights is the hour of power. Otherwise, you got all jacked and stacked and you're all motivated and you're sitting in the lotus position, you know, watching Oprah, hoping, wishing and praying something's going to happen. It ain't going to happen until you get out there and do something to get off your assets and you get to work with proactive and productive and profitable prospecting. And so the hour of power is very simple. 10-3-1, 10 outbounds, 3 live connections, 1 appointment. Anybody who's committed to being fiercely focused during that hour of power and just putting the guardrails and the blinders on all distractions, interruptions, turn all your notifications off, turn all your instant messaging off, turn anything that might distract you or derail you off, and you put the blinders on just for 1 hour of fiercely focused proactive prospecting time. Anyone who's truly committed to that can make 10 outbounds, 3 live connections, 1 appointment in 1 hour. We're talking 1 hour. Now, if you want to double, triple, quadruple your results, then double, triple, quadruple the recipe. Do 2 hours of power. Do 3 hours of power. If you're brand new, do hours of power all day. Obviously, the more you put in, the more you get out. So that's the hour of power. Now, the advantage of what we bring to the table at Best Life Mortgage is you don't have to be pounding the pavement, cold calling the same 40 freaking realtors every Monday. You don't have to do pure cold calling and have a lackluster limp value proposition. You can have a compelling, unique value proposition. You could have the words at work to get them hot for what you got before you even call them. You can have the words at work to start booking appointments with top producing agents like a hot knife through butter, because you know how to make the overture effective. You know how to have the right posture, the right positioning. You know how to have the right verbiage, the right words that work. And so all of that is part of a recipe. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design. So there's different degrees of potency of profitability during that hour of power, depending on how effective you are in your strategy. And hands down, our people are 10 times, 20 times more effective during that hour of power if they're actually applying the coaching. Now, obviously, it's up to you guys to apply the coaching. But if you work the system, it works for you, just like push-ups. You do your push-ups, you're going to get stronger. You sit on the couch eating bonbons, watching Oprah, you're going to get fatter and weaker. Same thing here. It works when you work it just like push-ups. So can you imagine making that one of your rituals and routines where you fuel your rocket every morning with your magic morning routine? You have a dedicated, non-negotiable, sacred hour of power immediately thereafter. It's the first hour of your day. You tell everyone you're not available during that time. Your office hours are after that. If necessary, do that. Whatever it takes to guard that time. Can you imagine the compounding effect of just those two disciplines alone? You are consistent with them day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out. Can you imagine where you'd be 90 days from now? If you have an ounce of ambition and two brain cells to rub together, you know it's going to be an absolute light year quantum leap breakthrough, absolute unprecedented result outcome compared to what you're doing now. True or not true, right? I mean, it's just automatic. You can see the connection of these seeds being planted daily and the abundant harvest you're going to create in your future if you're consistent. The key is consistency. Most people complain about inconsistent pipelines, but they don't look at their daily routine and realize that they have inconsistent prospecting. The inconsistent pipeline is the effect. The inconsistent prospecting is the cause. You need to see the correlation, and then you need to plan and order your priorities accordingly. Otherwise, you're just wailing at the lack of, you know, the result, kind of like how Coach Pete, or rather, that's one of my trainers, by the way, from my coaching company, Coach Pete, and I got him on my mind right now. So Coach Pete, if you're listening to this, I'm giving you a shout out, brother, thinking about you live on this Facebook Live. But Jim Rohn, he said, you're either going to get really good at planting seeds in the spring, or you're going to get really good at begging in the fall. Either way, choose which one you're going to get good at, because that's really the outcome of either or. The simple discipline weighs an ounce, regret weighs a ton. So we suggest that you focus on the simple disciplines that bring you a fruitful harvest versus the simple errors in judgment that causes you to live in a prison of regret, saying, I coulda, woulda, shoulda, but I didn't. And that leads us to our last discipline that can absolutely take you from zero to hero in 90 days, as one of the mission critical daily disciplines for success. And that is staying in touch with and adding value to your VIP partners. Now, VIP partners are not the bottom feeding, you know, mediocre majority, whining, simply complaining, jelly donut eating, you know, low producing realtors. We're talking the top dogs, the ones that are doing 20 plus buyer sides a year, the ones that own the lion's share of the market and the inventory and the transactions. So staying in touch with them is one thing. Adding unique value to them such that they really start to see you as irreplaceable and indispensable, and you get their mind share, their heart share, and their referral share. That's a whole other thing. So Coach Al, let's wrap this conversation up. Give us some distinction on ways in which we help our loan officers stay in touch with and add unique value to these VIP partners such that they stick to us like super glue and send us all their business.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What a great, great way to finish, you know, as we head towards finishing this podcast. Stay in touch with and add unique value to your VIP partner. So in a minute, I'll identify a VIP partner, but I think enough of what you said, Doran. You know, it's basically someone who is producing business. They're a professional, they're full-time, they're producing results. So why in the world, whether you're new in the business day one or been here for 15, 20 years, you know, would you want to, you know, spend 80% of your time chasing people that you do a couple of transactions a year? That doesn't mean they're bad human beings. It just means it's a poor use of your time. So we have right. to treat a business like a business. And so I'm going to give you two examples. Number one, what I alluded to at the beginning of this, I spoke to a loan officer a couple of days ago, and it's someone that I know on social media, on Facebook, good person, wife's in the business as well too. And he reached out for some advice, quite frankly. He's actually not in a state where we do business in. We'll talk about the blessed states in a minute in case you're curious. But he said, Al, I'm a little worried about 2022. And he was looking for marketing advice, lead generation advice, and stuff like that. And I said, well, what's going on? He says, well, I've been doing pretty good the last couple of years. I've been closing about $30 million a year in production. He did just a little bit over $30 million last year. And I said, well, that's pretty good. I said, how much did you earn? And I think if I'm not mistaken, he's at 125 bips. And so that worked out to be just around $400,000 for the year. And I said, well, that's pretty good. That's better than the average bear. He says, well, no, I'm blessed and we live well and whatnot. He says, the problem, Al, is I saw you post something a couple of weeks ago and it's been kind of just bothering me. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, you weren't actually directing it at a loan officer like me, but you were directing at call center loan officers who are too dependent on the refinance business. And they're going to be working back at McDonald's and Walmart and busing tables and waiting on tables because they're not going to know what to do with purchase business. He works for a mortgage broker. He's a loan officer. And even though he's not a call center, he says, Al, I went and did my numbers and a little bit over 75% of my business last year was refinance. He says, and I did the math based upon, you know, some things you were talking about. And then we did the math together. That means that 25% of his business is purchases. So if 25% of your 30 million are purchases, that's $7.5 million in business. So if all his refinances went away, which were the rate and term refinances, right, guys? Some of you guys are in denial. We were in a 2 market, right? Now we're in the 3s. And guys, we will be, I don't know when, but we will be in the 4s, right? So if you think the sky's falling in, it hasn't. It just means you're probably like this guy who's 75%. So he's a hero last year, $400,000, probably drives a nice car, probably lives in a nice neighborhood. All that's well and fine. But what we figured out together, and I did it on purpose. I did it to give him a little pain, kind of like sticking the knife, but actually turning it a little bit. But I do it in love. $7.5 million in production, guys, at 125 bips. Means he's going to earn less than $100,000 this year if he doesn't do something differently. The flip side of it is we have, Doran, a newer loan officer who did her first breakthrough call the way we teach it, with our unique value proposition, with our system. And now this is a newer loan officer. Guys, this is not someone who's seasoned. It's not like this guy's been doing it. And on our very first call, because we are laser snipers, we're not using a shotgun, she was able to have her first meeting with a realtor who did 37 transactions last year. She's not really upping her goals a lot, but her goal for this year is to do 40 transactions. And our loan officer is going to be doing business with this individual. You'd say, well, wait a minute. Didn't this realtor blow her off and say she's got all cash buyers and she's got her number one lender? No, because my brand new loan officer was able to bring the heat and add unique value to the relationship. Things are going to help that realtor do more business, better business, work smarter, not harder, be able to deploy through better lead conversion, to do better database, more listings. And you're going, wow, you guys do all that? Yeah, you don't even know the half of it. And so this realtor was falling over to do business with a brand new green loan officer at Best Life Mortgage, who we're going to fully support. So as that business comes in, we're going to help it. But how do we do that, guys? You've got to add unique value. If all you're doing is going out there, to use your term and your vernacular, Doran, if all you're doing as a loan officer is leeching loans from that realtor, that could be short-lived, because the moment one of the Best Life loan officers shows up, you're done. We're going to stick a fork in you. You're done. The only thing you should thank God for is that we're only in a handful of states. Now you're going, Mom, now I don't know if I like Al. He's acting like a real tough butt right now. I'm not sure. You know what? I'm just going to tell you, the truth will set you free. Here's the good news, guys. You don't have to come and work for Best Life. It wouldn't make your life easier if you're in the blessed states, but that's not my message. You've got to have a mix of high tech and high touch. You've got to have the personality, right? So you got to smile. You got to have work ethic. You got to have integrity. You got to be able to build know, like, and trust, but you need a system. You need to add value. By the way, if you think that the only thing is to bring buyers to your realtors, that's not a bad thing, by the way. If you could bring buyers to realtors, I think that's a good thing. But most loan officers can't do that consistently, can't do that for more than one or two. But in our case, we're able to bring value to our VIP partners. We're able to help and boldly and with confidence say, hey, I can help you 2 or 3x your business with our marketing resources. Hey, I can share some ideas with you to help you with lead generation, with lead conversion. When you start being an ally of that nature, you're adding value to that relationship. Now, of course, what does VIP mean with us? It means that those people are sending all their referrals all the time to us. We're not schmucks, right? We're not loan officers who are assistants to the realtors. We're not paying for Zillow leads. You know, we're not cold calling their leads. We're not doing any of that, but we are helping them build their business. And when you do that, guess what? You don't get all that muckety muck of, I only have cash buyers. So, you know, Doran, I'll let you kind of take over there, but, you know, staying in touch through a super, super powerful on steroid CRM is really cool. If you don't have that, you are totally missing out. If you have a CRM that you're not really using, you're not deploying automated campaigns that are somewhere a mix between high tech and high touch, you are missing out on so much business. It's not funny. And you're probably working so many hours for less money, right? So staying in touch with a great customized CRM is number one. And then adding unique value, such as I mentioned, to VIP partners. And again, VIP partners is not doing business with any realtor that will fog a mirror, guys. I did that very early in my career. You know, I have an excuse. I got in the business when it was in the 80s. You know, Google wasn't even, you know, like even thought of. There was no Facebook. We had no technology. It was, you know, like a paper route, right? Man, that's when loan officers were loan officers. If you want me to get me on the soapbox, that's when we had the moxie to come in and do what CRMs will do all day, what systems will do all day. That's why if you're in this business and you're not killing it, I'm not sure why you're in this business. Probably because you're a lost soul. You probably don't have the coaching, the mentoring, the training. I get it. I think our industry does a very poor job there. And I've got to be careful not to get too much on it. But the VIP partner is a producing realtor. You take the millions and millions of realtors and the uber amount that are in your area, and you work with the better realtors, right? They don't have to be the number one, number two realtors. But I soon found out early in my career that the guys that sat down and had time for me to buy them lunch were the guys doing two deals a year. Well, no wonder I wouldn't get any business because they gave me one and they gave the other guy one and I got to see him again. But if you're doing, like in the case of our loan officer, 37 transactions closed last year, now that loan officer has a chance to get one, two, maybe three deals a month. But just think about one a month. You have 10 partners that send you one a month. That's 10 units. And if you're in a comp plan like ours, you're making $500,000 a year, guys. You know, I'm oversimplifying it, but that's it. All right, Dorn, before I really go down to Lakewood Church and apply for a job at Joel Osteen's church for all this preaching, I'm going to get back to you.
I love it, man. I love how you bring the fuego, bringing the fire. And if there's anything I would stack on that, it would just be to crystallize and put a bow on it by saying, guys, you need to have a system for three things. You need to have a system to target the right realtors and not just leave it to happenstance, but have the reconnaissance and the list building ability to be like a laser beam and zero in on the top producers who are doing the lion's share of the transactions, and even be able to target the ones who are most likely to need your help by virtue of the fact that they don't have a preferred lender. So that's one of the arrows in the quiver we bring to the table at Best Life Mortgage, is to have that laser focused targeting. The second piece of the equation is you need a system to be able to get these realtors hot for what you got in advance of you talking to them, so you can let the cream rise to the top. And then you just grab your spoon and grate the cream off the top. And that way you're working smarter, not harder. And that way you're kind of doing some air bombing, if you will, before you send in the ground troops. You're softening the ground. You're getting them more receptive and pre-tenderized to be able to have that conversation before you have it, and ideally have them super receptive or at least eager to have that conversation. I should actually include in the second piece is you need the words that work and a method by which to get the appointment. And you need to set it in such a way that instead of you being the bitch to the realtor and you feeling like you're at the effect of how they're going to interview you, and you're just hoping, begging, praying that maybe they'll give you the grace of throwing a crumb off the table and, you know, send you their crap leads that no one else could convert or whatever. That's not working smart. That's working hard. That's doing it the hard way. You don't want to be the last resort loan officer. You want to be the one who they're begging to work with you. You know, you want to be able to flip the script so that they need you more than you need them, based on their perspective, not just yours. We already know that most of you think that that's the case for you, but that doesn't matter. It's what the realtor thinks, right? So we need to be able to tip the scales of fortune in your favor in that respect. And the third component is you need to be able to actually deliver on your promises. You can't just deliver lofty promises and not have a method by which to deliver. You can't just dangle the carrot and not actually be able to deliver the carrot. You can't just talk a big game and not be able to walk a big game. So you need to be able to have tools and systems and campaigns and know-how to add real value to your partners, not just talk about it, but walk about it. Help them dominate on Google with 5-star reviews. Help them turn their dead leads into hot for what you got leads and converted closings. Help them get more repeat and referral business. Help them convert more of their open house leads into converted deals by virtue of using automation and technology and text messaging. Help them land more presentations into listing clients. Those are the sorts of things that can really push the needle on profit and performance for them by virtue of adding value to them. You're adding value to yourself. We're not just trying to take more of the pie and get a bigger piece of the pie. We're expanding the size of the pie. We're not just trying to grab more of the pie they have. We're trying to expand their pie so that you're helping them to prosper. And by helping them prosper, you're going to prosper. So that's really what it is. And then a system to stay in touch and build top of mind and add more value so you gain more mind share, more heart share, and eventually more referral share. So if you're listening to this, like Dor, now I'm picking up what you're putting down. There's some inspiration, motivation, education here that has really been helpful. I needed a good healthy kick in the butt and some reminder with some things that I kind of forgot about that I haven't been doing. There's some new perspective that I hadn't thought of before. And if you're listening to this, watching this, and you happen to be blessed by virtue of living in the blessed zone, Texas, South Carolina, and Florida, which are the three states the Best Life Mortgage is currently licensed. More to come in the very near future. We'll give some exciting announcements very soon about some new states being added to the blessed zone. But in the meantime, in between time, if you happen to reside in the blessed zone, currently Texas, South Carolina, Florida, then I invite you to take advantage of an opportunity to explore how to take your life, your business to a whole other level, to work smarter, not harder, to have elite world-class coaching and support. So first thing I'd recommend you do, guys, is just go to thelegendarylender.com and subscribe to our podcast. We also want to make sure that you guys explore how you can put more zeros and commas in your bank account and to work smarter, not harder, to gain true freedom, not full freedom, where you're just a desk monkey in a, you know, call center. Again, we're not just beating up the call center folks, but those of you who are at a call center, you're working way too long for way too little. We're not just talking about being the lazy bear in the zoo waiting for meat to get thrown over the fence with being, you know, fed leads by your company where you're having to sift through a mountain of gravel just to find a few gold nuggets called converted leads. We're talking about learning how to hunt in the wild like a Kodiak, a wild Kodiak who knows how to hunt and knows how to thrive, who knows how to win in the wild to gain true freedom, not just full freedom. So if you're wanting to gain true freedom in your business, you're wanting to double, triple, quadruple your income while working smarter, not harder, check out what Best Life Mortgage can offer that no one else does to help you accomplish exactly that. And there's a video you can watch that will explain exactly what we offer that no one else offers to help you step into freedom and fulfillment at a whole other level, more and more expediently and more effectively than any other mortgage company out there. Not just because of what we say, but because of what our clients and our loan officers say, because we've been in this game for a long time. This is not our first rodeo. So go to thelegendarylender.com, check out the information there if you're so inclined to do so. And whatever you end up doing as a result of this podcast, one thing that is our heart's desire is that you leave with practical application. What is the one habit that you heard today that if you were to apply to your business, it would take your business to a whole other level? What's one hindering habit that you need to prune from your garden, to uproot from your garden that's not serving you, that's giving you bitter fruit? And what's one new seed that you can plant in that garden and cultivate into a habit that can add more zeros and commas in your bank account, give you more freedom, more fulfillment, and more fun? Choose and select that one habit and decide to be disciplined with yourself for the next 30, 60, 90 days. Enact the functionality and faculty of a God-given faculty called your will to that simple discipline for the next 30, 60, 90 days. I have no doubt you do that. You're going to not only make this year your best year yet, but you're going to step into a whole new level of awareness to know that you're in the driver's seat, that you can create the life you want by design, not just by default. This has been Dorn Aldana coming at you with the one and only Al Rodriguez. Al, it's always a pleasure, brother.
Same here, brother. Appreciate your time. All right, guys, go get it. 2022. Right.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Legendary Lender Podcast. For more information on how you can take your mortgage business and your life to the next level, visit us online at thelegendarylender.com. Again, that's thelegendarylender.com.